You know, it's so funny, Raven, how on my text, I have like all my girlfriends are on one text chain.
Right.
And at first it was like, you're so lucky. You got Johnson & Johnson, one and done. And I was like brushing my shoulders off. I'm like, yeah, I showed up. It was Johnson & Johnson. I'm all set. Yeah. And then yesterday, I was like, I'm so relieved I got Moderna. I'm so relieved I got Pfizer. Funny how things change so quickly, huh?
It does happen that quickly, right? When the shoe's on the other foot, you know, it is ironic because it is the sought after shot, or it was up until 24, 48 hours ago. I had a friend, same thing. He called me up and he was very boastful about the fact that he got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I mean, six out of like, what is it?
6 million? It's like
one million. No, I think it's like six out of like 300 million, right?
I don't know.
It's crazy. No, it's a lot.
But it's funny because everybody starts doing the stats.
Right.
So all over social media, you're like, stop freaking out. You know, you have a better chance of getting toxic shock syndrome from your tampons than you do of getting the Johnson & Johnson blood clot.
Wow, and it's like, that was really graphic.
Well, that's like the number one thing that people keep saying. And it's like, all right.
I thought you were going to give me a comparison of getting bit by a shark or caught in a tornado. But
no.
Okay.
Yep. It's like all of a sudden everybody becomes a statistician?
Statistician.
Yeah, one of those. Like they know your chances are 1 in 7 billion, 1 billion, million, trillion. Like, listen, I'll roll those dice with that.
Well,
with those percentages.
I mean, the good news is you already did.
Yeah,
so you don't really
have
a choice. Right. So you already got your shot. So, I mean, what will be will be. You can't change what's already going on. I think everybody probably just needs to relax. You know, everybody was so quick to jump in the pool of you're either all for getting the vaccine right now and you believe that there's going to be no problems with anything, or, well, you're going to get an arm. You're going to grow an extra finger or something like that. So I think that this is probably just a regular smart pump of the brakes. Just pay attention. There'll be more information coming. But if you start to sprout a finger, I'll let you know.
Raven, just keep an eye on me just in case. Because
yes.
They say from like 6 to 13 days later, and today is day 7 for me. So
you're in the middle of it,
I'm
man.
Halfway there, guys.
Yeah. Happy to let you know that I will report on the results of this experiment to you.
So Saturday is the royal funeral. I guess that's what we call it, the royal funeral, right?
I would think so. I mean, it is a royal funeral.
This is the first royal funeral since Princess Diana died.
Is it really?
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Well, I mean, I guess they've been doing pretty good. They've got good health care, I'm guessing.
I mean, look at him. He was 99 years old, Prince Philip.
Yeah, that's a long, full life. I'm sure he got to do many of the things that he wanted to do, but, you know, for all I've learned from The Crown, there might have been a few more things Prince Philip wanted to do.
And he didn't get to do them.
Well, he wanted to be an astronaut.
Right.
You know, he wanted to, you know, I mean, he wanted to do big things.
It's so funny how, like, all of a sudden, everybody knows everything about the royals because we watch The Crown.
Right.
And we don't know. It's not real.
Right.
You know?
It is a dramedy.
There's only 30 people that will be allowed at the actual funeral because of COVID restrictions in England.
What nonsense.
Well, it's interesting because all I keep thinking about is like, all right, who makes that list? Who doesn't make the cut? Like, he had a lot of great-grandchildren, and like, does everybody get to go, or do they have to cut them off? I guess not.
I wouldn't think so, right? I mean, some people have to stay home.
And the crazy part is the queen, she has to be, from what I understand, alone. So she can't even, like, sit next to people, and she has to wear a mask the whole time.
I mean, this is our lifelong mate here, gone, and now she's going to be out there by herself. That is sad.
I was thinking, like, you know, she's got to wear a mask.
Hmm. What's it going to look like?
Right.
Going to be like diamonds? Will there be a ruby like that weighs 5 pounds on the front of that thing?
Like, what if it's like just the British flag or
the Union Jack?
Yeah, or like it's like the like just like Swarovski's of a crown on top of it, or it says like hashtag Queen.
Yeah,
on it.
It'd be great if we could get her to wear one of ours.
You think she would? Like the Anne on Raven mask?
I mean, I think it's highly unlikely, but what if we sent it right to her? What if she lost her mask last minute and ours was sitting there?
It's the only one that's there?
Right.
Hold on a second. Producer Sean! Wave Producer Sean in.
He knows the queen, you think?
No, I don't think he knows the queen. I think he would have mentioned it if we could get an exclusive with the queen. Here, jump on the mic, Sean. Hi. So, we were thinking about it.
Okay, let's hear it.
And the queen has to wear a mask for Prince Philip's funeral.
Okay. Of course, COVID.
Right. We were wondering if you could overnight one of the Anna and Raven masks to Buckingham Palace. But we want you to, like, find out who... Like, we don't want it to get lost in mail because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, it can't go to the mail room. Like, I mean, it has to go to her desk.
Right. Like, you know on The Crown when she has, like, the red box on the desk and, like, she opens the box and it's got all the papers inside? We want to make sure our mask gets inside that box, like, by tomorrow night.
So what you're telling me is you guys want me to try to find out the address for the Queen.
Right.
The Queen of England.
Well, it's in the Buckingham Palace.
The direct one, right? Do you watch The Crown or no?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm very aware of this red box.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, have you watched, like, Game of Thrones?
Yes, I have.
We need you to get to Peter Dinklage. That's what you have to do. Get it to the hand of the Queen.
Yeah. Can you go find out how to do that and report back and if it's possible or not?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Is Peter Dinklage the hand of the Queen in England, too?
Because
he was the hand of, like, seven kings in Game of Thrones.
And we would know. It would be in the news if that was real.
All right. Well, okay. Send one to Peter Dinklage, too. I like that guy.
I'll look him up.
If you missed it a few minutes ago, there was a discussion how Saturday is Prince Philip's funeral. And it's going to be a strange funeral, I guess, by royal standards, because only 30 people are allowed. The Queen has to be all by herself. She has to wear a mask. It's really going to be different.
It does strike me as odd. I mean, it seems to me they have the lawn space to invite more people if they want to. I mean, if they don't have a lawn large enough, who in England truly does? I've seen those churches on TV. They look massive. But 30 people, everybody gets like three pews to themselves.
But the mask, that's the whole thing, is like, what kind of mask is she going to wear? Is it going to have Swarovski diamond crystals on it? Or is it going to say hashtag Queen Life, flag?
Right. We want the Queen to wear an Anna and Raven mask.
Right. So producer Sean has been given the task to find out where we can overnight the Anna and Raven mask to make sure that it is in her hands tomorrow. So she'll have it as, I guess, a backup emergency for Saturday. Or maybe she'll just take priority and use that one.
I like this. This is very nice, this mask.
That's what she sounds like, right?
Well, maybe if she was crossed with an Australian person.
Okay. All right. Sean, what did you find out?
All right. So I do have the address of the Buckingham Palace.
What is it?
You have to address it to Her Majesty the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Buckingham Palace, London, SW1A1AA.
Okay, and now how do we make sure it doesn't go in the mailroom? I guess Buckingham Palace has a mailroom, right?
I would think so.
In the basement?
Yeah. They did say that because of the high velocity of people that send her letters, if you do send it as priority, it will take priority and go to her faster. Now, unfortunately, the red box we had spoke of...
Yeah, like the one on the crown that she opens on her desk.
That is only for official government documents between the Queen and then the cabinet.
Mm.
Nothing else goes in that box.
Does she have a handler that goes through her mail?
No.
She goes through all her mail herself?
Yes.
That's impossible. Are you sure?
Yeah. The hand of the Queen does not take care of her mail.
I would think that
they do is just to check, you know, nothing fishy or suspicious is happening or, you know, nothing weird is being sent to her. But other than that, she opens all of her letters personally herself.
Not even the private secretary to the Queen?
Nope.
Just make sure there's not like a poisonous asp in there or anything like that. Something that will attack her and take her out.
How much does it cost to overnight a package to Buckingham Palace?
We're looking at $66.95 in American dollars.
Whoa!
Oh, we're going to expense that.
Well, the boss is not going to be pleased.
Okay, I wrote a note to include, and I had to do all the research to make sure that I phrased it correctly so I wouldn't offend her.
Proper old English?
Yeah.
What
well,
do you, got?
You know how, like, if you don't curtsy correctly or you don't, like, bow correctly? So I wanted to make sure I had this right.
Sure.
Okay. May it please your majesty. On behalf of the Anna and Raven Show and its subjects in the United States of America, your allies, we wish to send our sincere condolences on the loss of His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Edinburgh?
Well, you're not going to have to pronounce it. As long as you spell it right, we're going to be good.
Yep.
She knows how to say it.
Yeah. May his memory long live in your heart and in the hearts of all people. Perhaps you need a proper facial covering for the services. We humbly have included an Anna and Raven royal mask. We have the honor to remain, Madam, Your Majesty's most humble and obedient subject, Anna and Raven. That was good, right?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I think we're going to get this mask to the Queen tomorrow.
I'm trying to think of all the royal phrases I would throw in, but here's the thing. I don't know any.
You should watch more of The Crown.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Raven picks them as three news stories that are trending, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven chooses which one it is. Ready, Raven?
Yeah, what do you got?
Number one, Bush is hiring a dog for $20,000 to taste test dog beer.
Oh, best job ever, best dog ever, man's best friend.
Number two, Harvey Weinstein and his lawyer talked about air fryers before court.
Okay.
And number three, dog foster parent living in demonic Chihuahua hellscape.
I'm going to go with demonic Chihuahua hellscape just because I've been hearing about this. I haven't had any time to do a deep dive.
Okay. Excellent choice. A two-year-old Chihuahua named Prancer and his foster mom, Tiffany Fortuna, have gone viral this week after Tiffany shared a brutally honest post about needing to find Prancer a home. And it's all about how Tiffany described Prancer.
neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating, a 13-pound rage machine, a Chucky doll in a dog's body.
Chihuahuas can be a handful.
Yes.
I have a Chihuahua mix, and he's a special kind of dog.
My aunt and my uncle had a Chihuahua. He passed away this past year, but James Bond. I've known James Bond since he was a baby. He was like 15 when he passed away.
I love that name.
He was so mad all the time.
Well, if you weren't his mama.
Well, it's true.
If you're his mama, then you're good. But if you get near mama or anything like that, they get fired up.
I knew that dog every day of its life. It never let me go near it. Not once. Not once.
That's funny.
The post goes on and says...
Tiffany wrote, every day we live in the grips of the demonic Chihuahua hellscape he has created.
Yep. This is one heck of a 2-year-old, 13-pound
no
Chihuahua.
No kids, no men, no other dogs. Right.
Right.
Tiffany says she rescued him from an owner who died, and Rumpelstiltskin survived by eating a bit of his human.
What?
Wait a minute. Come on.
That can't be real.
That can't be true. You wouldn't divulge that.
Would you? I mean, she seems to be brutally honest.
Oh, my gosh.
And you had mentioned that they're trying to find a proper home for Prancer, but Prancer doesn't like children and doesn't like men.
Yeah, well, Prancer, I mean, you better be healthy if you're around Prancer. He might eat you.
Well, it's true. So a news reporter tried to get close to Prancer.
Yeah.
If I went to try to pet...
He would get upset.
Really?
Yeah.
So, hey.
You're okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Prancer.
Let me know petting Prancer.
Yeah, you don't mess around with Prancer.
I mean, she gave you the warning, man.
But here's the happy ending is you would think that with all these negative things, like who wants to take a challenge like that on?
Oh.
Thousands of applicants have come in to take Prancer in, even though he's like a demon from hell.
You know what? I mean, he could get some rehabilitation. Maybe it just takes the right person, or maybe somebody, you know, they don't have another dog or kids or whatever. He's the perfect match for them.
Here's Tiffany talking about how excited she was that there's so many applicants coming in.
I was actually really nervous because a lot of people won't read a longer post. Hey.
You want that dog? Stop doing news.
I mean, she's talking to a camera.
Right. Next time, leave Prancer at home. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good luck, Prancer.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're a red light creeper, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that the person that creeps under the red light or the person that creeps closer to you at the red light? Which is it?
No, so this morning was one of those days where I hit every single red light coming into work.
Sure.
And there's a Jeep to the right of me, and they're at every red light too, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't just stop at the red light. They just keep inching forward until they're like basically in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. Like, what are you proving? Just stop the car. And then when it turns green, you push the gas. And I'm so spiteful that the minute it turns green,
you floor it. Right.
I'm like, yeah, see? Right. I'm glad you got that rolling
start. I beat you.
For the last 90 seconds.
Some people believe that, like, if the tip of their car is under the light or something like that, it's going to trigger the light. I mean,
no.
Everybody has a lot of theories.
Who believes that?
No. People do. They have theories of this. Just because you don't believe it, Anna, doesn't mean that it's not true.
You think that if you put your car under there, it's like a sensor, it's going to make it turn green faster?
Oftentimes, people think that it's done by weight, that there's something pad in the road, right? Or you flash your lights at the light or the intersection coming across. And they believe that actually triggers some sort of sensor that does it.
Okay,
I'm not saying it does. I don't work for the DOT.
Okay, yeah.
What I'm telling you is people have different theories. And then there's the other people that just believe that, you know, like you said, that they're just going to get a jump on the light once it goes. You don't actually get anywhere faster.
No.
So, you know, just keep that in mind.
That's all I need to know about you.
Right. Stay behind the line. The worst ticket you get is when you're stopped at a light and you roll past the line. That's the worst ticket you get. Be aware of where that line is. I got one of those, and I got so mad about that.
Clearly.
If you think that adding even more alcohol to hard seltzers is a good idea, that's all I need to know about you.
You know, because I like this idea.
Oh, people get lit.
White Claw's new drink has a little bit of an extra kick. Surge is available in 16-ounce cans with 8% alcohol
what?
Per volume.
That is a terrible idea.
There ain't no law when it comes to the claw.
I'm just saying, I don't know what it is about seltzers, but they get people totally twisted. Like, it's not even like drinking beer. It's like something next level. And to add even more booze to it now, like, I don't think that's a good plan. Look at your silence.
I'm going to try it for experimental reasons.
Okay,
I just have to see
what happens. You in an adult playground type area where you're an enclosure at that point when that happens, because it's crazy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, look, I've been a truck driver for 56 years. If there's three lanes on a highway and I'm in the first lane, the car coming up the second lane and nobody's in the third lane. All of a sudden, the car in the second lane cuts right in front of me and slams on the brakes. That's all you got to know about me.
Yeah.
That's true. I hate that. And you're doing it with, like, you know, 70,000 pounds behind you. I hate that when I'm just driving, like, my little crossover.
That's right. I got 80,000 pounds on the tractor and the trailer.
What are you hauling right now?
I'm hauling groceries.
They don't want to pallet up their butt.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, man. You ride safe out there.
Have
a
good morning.
All I want to say is you two people, you're 20-plus. And you look like you're about 40, Raven, and Anna looks like she's 26.
Ah, you're a very nice man. You are a very nice man.
Thank you so much.
He's feeling generous
today. I want to hug you right through this microphone. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. All over the news lately, you hear about how much rental cars are costing right now. And Raven almost had a heart attack the other day when he was trying to book one.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go away on a trip right after Labor Day. And I'm used to seeing rental costs at a certain amount. These are like three times the amount. On top of it, I read some article that said when I get to the airport, there might not even be a car there.
Jonathan Weinberg is the founder and CEO of AutoSlash. Jonathan, what is up with the rental car market?
The rental car market is just crazy these days. I hate to use the word unprecedented because it's such an overused term, but we've been in this business 11 years and I've never seen anything like it.
Jonathan, is this a regional thing? Is this like nationwide? And what are they doing about it to correct this problem?
It's regional in the sense that we're seeing the problem most prevalently in the tourist areas right now. And that would be the leisure destinations like Florida, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Hawaii. But we're also starting to see the problem in areas around some of the national parks. We're seeing complete sellout situations all the way through July and August, which is really concerning. And we're also seeing really tight availability on larger vehicles like SUVs and minivans. And while we see the problem constrained to the sunnier, warmer areas right now, we do think that the problem is going to migrate northward and hit the Northeast and the Midwest and some of the West as the weather gets warmer.
But why? Are there less cars? Or is it just because people want to go away more now than ever?
Alaska's open. Florida's open, right?
The answer is yes to both those questions. Let me just rewind briefly back to March of 2020 when COVID first started. Rental car companies saw their business down 90%, and they basically had to pivot into survival mode. They basically sell off large parts of their vehicle fleets. And in the industry parlance, it's called defleeting. Essentially, they sold off hundreds of thousands of vehicles, anywhere from 30 to 40% for some of the major companies. And it makes sense because vehicles are the largest expense in a car rental operation. Fast forward to 2021, people started to get vaccinations. Folks started to become a little more comfortable traveling. They were also tired of being cooped up at home and cold. And I think all of a sudden there was this massive resurgence of travel. And we first saw it President's Day, Valentine's Day weekend. Just almost every airport in Florida was completely sold out. 18 of the 20 airports had zero availability, which was something that we'd never seen before, ever. And anything even close to it was like Thanksgiving and Christmas week.
So what do you do? What do you do if you're in a situation like Raven where you need a car and like you don't want to pay through the nose? Do you think it's going to get better?
Oh, I'm going to get Jonathan's personal email.
Well, besides that.
Yeah, but besides,
I'm sure, yeah.
Right, like if I was a peasant. No, I mean, if I had no friends, no connections.
Well, you know, thankfully people do have connections. Obviously, they know about AutoSlash right now. I mean, that's a great way to save. But even beyond AutoSlash, the most important thing is to book as early as possible. Where we're seeing the most issues are people that are booking last minute. If you plan ahead, that's really your key move there. That's really the key thing. AutoSlash has this great feature where it will track the price of the rental. So you can go and make a reservation for June or July or whatever you need. You just come to our website. Whether you made the reservation with us originally or not, you can make it anywhere you want, directly with the rental car company at Expedia, and we'll track it for you. And we'll let you know if we find a better deal. So it's really a key way to kind of make sure you get the best deal between the time you book and the time you pick up the car.
Thank you for your time, Jonathan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How about that email?
Right. Thank you. I think this is going to be the new email that all employees start getting across the country, and we got it yesterday.
I hate when emails come out to every employee because it means that somebody's done something bad, probably.
Right, exactly. That's what happened this time. Dear staff, our company does not have a policy, nor does it intend to, on a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination program similar to the flu vaccination. We respect that it is a personal choice, and as such, it is not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
Ooh, somebody asked a loud question in the calf.
Oh, you know that's what happened.
Right.
This is the new thing that you can't ask people. Did you get vaccinated? Everyone's been doing it, and now you can't do it at work.
Ironically, it's the first question on everybody's mind wherever you go.
That's why we thought we would ask our boss, Keith, about it, who wrote this email.
Hi, Anna and Raven.
We're looking over your email about how we respect that it's a personal choice and it's not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
I mean, these are the latest issues that you just can't talk about, Anna.
We can't ask people if they've had their vaccination, right?
Correct. It's, you know, it's like a HIPAA violation almost.
What else can't we ask? Because we were just going to go around and see what everyone had to say.
We don't want to get in any trouble. I don't need trouble. I mean, I've already got my review this week. Who knows if I'm going to survive that? What can't we ask people?
Well, you can't ask them their weight. That's one. You can ask them how old they are.
Why?
You can't.
What if you want to celebrate their birthday?
Right.
How do you know how many candles to put on the cake?
Good question. Fair question.
Yeah.
I think that's a no, though. You definitely can't say, like, oh, it's your birthday. How old are you? You just always just assume they're 21.
Is that also a HIPAA violation?
Oh, yes, right. A different HIPAA. Birthday HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, HIPAA.
When does the baby get here? How about that?
Can't ask that. I don't think you can even ask the gender of the baby. I think you just assume there's no baby.
How much money do you make, Keith, because you're our boss?
So much. Have you seen my fancy car?
Can we ask people how much money they make? Like, they don't have to answer.
Nope, you can't. Well, I mean, I guess you could, but wouldn't you just seem like a rude jerk? Yeah, I don't think you can ask that.
Hmm.
All right, well, here's the thing. We had producer John make a list yesterday.
Don't get mad.
And we had him go around the office and ask all these people these things that work here.
No.
You promised not to be mad.
No, what? Why? Why would you ever do this?
Because I don't know. We want to be an inclusive environment here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better to beg forgiveness.
This seems like the opposite of the inclusive environment.
Well, are you pregnant?
Maybe.
How much do you weigh?
Too much.
I already know that you're going to be 45 this year.
Right, and I weigh 189 on a good day.
Okay.
It depends how many pizza slices I've eaten.
All right. Well, we're gonna air what producer John got. So don't get mad. Okay.
Wonderful. Bye.
Bye. Whenever an email goes out to the entire staff, you know somebody did something wrong, right?
Right. It's going to be a cringe or a pat on the back from everybody. Reply all. Everybody's got to get involved. But when it's bad news, everybody just stays in silence.
It's true. So we got this email yesterday. Most likely, if you work for a company, you may be getting one similar soon. Dear staff, our company does not have a policy, nor does it intend to, on a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination program similar to the flu vaccination. We respect that it is a personal choice, and as such, it is not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
Oh, somebody had a quarrel in the calf, it sounds like.
Right. So Raven and I decided to make a list of all the top things that you never ask coworkers, and then we made producer John go around and ask them.
Here's the thing. If you tiptoe around it, you could have trouble. Just rip that Band-Aid off.
Okay. Are you pregnant?
No.
Megan. Yeah. She laughed in his face, and John sounds terrified.
Right. Absolutely terrified walking into that room. And frankly, I understand how he feels.
All right. So I am asking Keith, my boss, the day before my review, how much money do you make?
Get out of here.
How much money do you think Keith makes?
You want me to really speculate that on air?
Maybe not.
It
when
better
we turn
be
off
good.
These mics.
It better be good for what he gets out of us.
How many romantic partners have you had?
Oh, how many romantic partners? One.
Look at you.
I mean, you definitely can't ask people how many romantic partners they've had.
Especially when their wife works in the building.
It's true. That was Kevin. His wife works here, too. He said one. What a liar.
Is he sitting next to her? My angel is pure as the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so was I when I met her.
All right. So we're walking around asking people around the office random questions. This is Steve, our promotions manager. Steve, how much money do you make a year?
Not enough, but enough.
That's a cop-out answer.
I thought we agreed that Steve was the most dangerous person to ask.
He thought he was going to knock him out. That's why I say directly to Steve. Go to Steve and ask him how much money he makes. Well, I didn't think that John was doing a good enough job with this because he sounds too timid and afraid, and it seems like he was being put up to it.
Sure.
So I decided to take matters into my own hands.
Oh!
Norm. How old are you, Norm?
65. Why? What happened?
He's like, am I dead? Am I in heaven? No.
Melissa, how much do you weigh?
I'm 158 pounds.
I gotta be honest, I give her a lot of credit because if I got put on the spot like that and asked how much I weigh, I would freeze up like a giant ice cube.
I mean, I thought there would have been a fight.
Yeah, no, she was just like, that's how much I weigh. What? I wish I had that courage to do that, to be honest.
Well, hopefully the show will still be here tomorrow.
If it's not, you know why. This week was supposed to be tax week, and that's all everybody wanted to talk about, but now they pushed it back till May.
Yeah. I knew that this was going to happen for this year, so I didn't really get prepared and get down in the dirt, in the trenches, if you will, mm-hmm. into the last couple of weeks. But you know the tax time around my house, it's a big deal.
It's Raven's favorite time of year. He gets so neurotic. It's crazy.
I wouldn't call it neurotic. I almost get excited.
Yeah.
I'm jubilant, really.
Not me, because I always have to pay somehow. I don't understand.
Oh, well, I'm an ace, and it's all about the deductions. You've got to get in the deduction game.
Right. Top five things that you're not supposed to have a deduction on that people do it anyway.
Okay.
Landline at your house. Even if it's for a business, if it's your first landline, it's not tax deductible. Commuting costs. Unless you physically go to two different places
That's
a day.
That's the big one, yeah.
Yeah, you can't write that off.
That is a big one.
Plastic surgery. What? That doesn't make any sense at all.
You got to present your best face forward.
Over-the-counter medication.
I think that we can make it work for you.
Thanks, Raven. It's not nice. Over-the-counter medications, Advil, Tylenol, you can't write that off.
Oh, that seems questionable
and
to me.
And volunteer work. You're not supposed to do that either.
I never get my medical up to high enough anyways, but I'll tell you right now, I mean, I claim things that I'm sure some people probably don't think that they could do.
Like what?
How much time you got? How about cable, iTunes, Apple, any computer purchase, games, movies, books, magazines, apps, board games, video games, I mean, name it. Anything electronic whatsoever in your house, I'm not paying. I'm not paying full on that.
I think that you're asking to be audited. You were audited, weren't you?
How about vacuum cleaners, ice machine, generator, heat, air conditioning, a portion of my electricity? I was audited, yep. And I won.
Uh-huh.
I beat them.
Yeah.
They said I owed them like $6,000. I went in there, and because of a clerical error, how I had entered something, I owed them, I paid them with 7 years interest, $235.
Did you show them your receipt from Sega from 1997?
It's amazing. You know what it was? It was a mileage thing. So you've got to have your mileage stuff in order. Like, you can't take depreciation in mileage. I don't want to bore you with the details, but I got back a whole lot of money.
He's like, did you see the Super Mario Kart game? This is 100% a write-off. I'll never forget. We had an old accountant that was, I would say, looser than a new accountant.
Okay.
And then we went to the new accountant, and I bring like all I print out like all my for my blowouts for my hair
sure.
for events.
Yeah.
And I hand it to him. He's like, you can't write this off. I go, what? He goes, you're on the radio. I go, yeah. I go, I have to go to events and do my hair, and he wouldn't let me write it off.
You know what? You had a stickler. You got to get somebody that's down in the dirt with you that knows the rules. Think of it as a game, Anna. The hard outlines are the rules, but whatever you do in there is just creativity.
Hi, it's Anna. Raven, what was your questionable tax deduction?
Yeah, in 2019, I actually wrote off all the new furniture that I bought because my wife hosts those like women's party stuff where she like sells things. And, I mean, those ladies, you know, they need a place to sit, so why not send them a new couch, right?
That's a good one. That's yeah. a good one. You did that at 100%?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man.
That's where they're sitting, right? That's where they're sitting.
Yeah.
Hey, but, by the way, love the show.
Thank you.
But, I mean, if you're only having 16 book club meetings a year, I mean, just percentage-wise, I would have brought it down and been a little bit tamer. But I like where your head is at, right?
Right.
They got to sit somewhere.
I guess.
If they don't sit on these new chairs that I bought, they're sitting on the concrete.
I mean, you got to buy all the essential oils, and if they're comfortable, they'll probably sell more.
That is good.
This week was supposed to be tax week before they moved it back to May. But so many people have already filed their taxes because they're getting money back. Why wouldn't they?
If you've got the money coming your way, that's always a relief, right? But if you're in fear of having to pay, you got to get up on your deductions, Anna. You got to get more creative.
1-800-330-9999. We're not going to tell anybody. We'll keep it between us. But what was your questionable tax deduction? Hey, Ann on Raven.
I always write off all my grocery trips. I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist, so technically it's a work expense.
I mean, just because you can read about it doesn't mean it's work. Wow. I applaud your boldness, but you, ma'am, should be going to prison at some point.
Can you ever write off food?
So you used to be able to write meals as related to work and entertainment, stuff like that. You can't actually do that anymore. They changed that a couple of years ago. Wow. So, but like, no way. I mean, obviously you need food to survive.
If you're a nutritionist and you write off a box of Oreo cookies, right. Do you think that becomes right. more questionable that's than suspect. If it was a head of cabbage?
Yeah, no, that's suspect. Right.
Oh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your questionable tax deduction?
So I write off my lawn care expenses.
How do you get away with that?
I work with animals. I'm a pet care giver, and our clients who come over to our house to give us their dog, it's important that our yard looks immaculate for them.
I actually write off a certain percentage of our lawn care too, Anna.
Why?
Yeah, well, I've got a home office, and from time to time you have clients come to the home office, and if you do, you've either got a home office that clients can come to or they don't, right? So if you do...
So what does that have to do with your lawn?
It's got to look good.
You are going to jail.
I mean, if the toilet got stuffed up, you got to call a plumber, right? That's a percentage too, home office.
That is fake.
The lab has got to work.
I can't believe you just said right. that.
Listen, the home office is X amount of square footage in the house.
I can't wait till they show up to your house.
It takes the total bill, and then you take that percentage.
And the grounds of the home office count as well.
Yes,
that's
of course
all
they
fake.
Do. I'll tell you what else counts. Heat, electricity, the internet, all of it. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
You're writing off your lawn garden gnomes, trying to say that goes off, too.
It's beautification.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your questionable tax deduction?
So my son was a lifeguard at the neighborhood pool for a couple years. And since it was his job, we just kind of wrote off all of our family's bathing suits for those years that he was there.
Everybody.
The whole family?
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, that kid could have been working 9 days a week. They don't know. All right.
They go through a lot of bathing suits.
Do they? I feel like the bathing suit's the one thing you just wear over and over again, and it's fine.
They go through them.
Yeah.
Must be the rigorous training. Checking the chlorine content.
Can you imagine, like, they're reviewing the receipts, and they're like, wow, he also wear a size 6X right. girl's Speedo
right. He does whatever. Don't question him. He's a professional lifeguard.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your questionable tax deduction?
So I was a DJ for a long time, and would DJ at all these clubs. You know, you have to look really nice. You have to look the part. I wrote off all of the clothes that I bought. I mean, and that was when, you know, those jeans would cost like $300. Mm-hmm.
$300? What are you, P. Diddy?
No.
I was a DJ too, man. I didn't wear no $300 jeans.
Oh, you weren't legit like this guy. I don't trust a DJ unless they're wearing True Religion jeans.
I guess so.
What do you do with all those True Religion jeans now?
Use them to wallpaper your home? You better get some usage out of them, man.
Yeah. Your questionable tax deduction, you can let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Feel free to use an alias.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Mark and Dominique. Dominique, what's going on?
We just bought a new house. It's gorgeous, but there's nothing in it. And so I want to go into my 401k, take out some cash, buy the things that we want, nice things, you know, treat ourselves. This is the perfect time because right now, during COVID, you don't have to pay any taxes taking out from your 401k. So it's like, perfect timing. We can get what we want. I'll be happy. But that doesn't seem to be what my partner wants.
Mark, you don't want to borrow from 401k? Why?
No, I don't want to borrow from 401k. Look, that's money for our retirement. You know, maybe one day later down the road, we want to have some kids. Maybe we can start a fund for their college. You want to put our money into furniture. First of all, it loses value instantly, so we're going to lose money. And second of all, you can find so much good furniture on Facebook Marketplace.
I don't want to bring old furniture into a new house. Like, I don't want that. I want new stuff for a new house.
There is something to be said about the feeling, Anna, when you've got a new place, right, and you go out and you buy new things specifically for that place. Like when you're younger, you're going apartment to townhouse or whatever. The stuff you didn't really buy it for the house that you move into eventually. So there is something to be said about getting new stuff for your space.
Thank you.
And there's also something to be said for having a savings account in case there's an emergency and now you're going to drain that. Right. My husband and I have had the same conversation because we've been wanting to paint the house. We've been wanting to redo the basement. And it's like, this is a good time to borrow from the 401k. But are we ever going to put it back? Well, I don't know.
That's the thing is you got to figure out, like, we've done this before. We've been down this road before. Now we finally got something worthwhile in there. And we're going to, you know, wipe it out again.
We can see what the audience has to say. Because they may agree with you, Dominique. If you think you're responsible enough to pay back the 401k, this is a tax-free time. Take advantage of it. Go for it. But they may see Mark's side, too, that what you're doing is taking your safety net and you're removing your safety net for things that you don't really need right now. So why bother doing that?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Mark and Dominique bought a new home, but they don't have any furniture in the house. So Dominique says, you know, we could borrow from the 401k, and it's tax-free now because of all the new COVID rules. Mark is against it. He says, we can't borrow from a 401k. That's for our future. It doesn't matter if it's a tax write-off or not.
It does become convenient when you know that there's a pile of money sitting somewhere because you are thinking about today for the most part, right? I mean, you're living in today right now at that moment. Even though you know you shouldn't, it is very tempting. You just want to just take a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just take a little bit. What's 5 out of 50? What's 10 out of 40?
Mm. Well, whose side are you on this morning? It's a couple's court. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. If they wanted more furniture, they should have saved up a little bit more money. Pulling from the 401k is not a good idea. Then you can use that money for emergencies.
I mean, isn't what you want when you want it really an urgent matter? I mean, you could borrow against your 401k at any time anyways. Like, you just, it's like creating your own interest-free loan. So you can do that. I don't know.
It's tough because, like, there's the side of you that thinks rationally, like, okay, well, I need the money now, so I'm going to use it now.
Right.
But then there's the fear that, well, what happens if I can't put it back? And in 20 years, when I can't work, I don't have anything to fall back on.
I think it's awfully easy for people to say you should have just saved more money, too. Closing costs, all that. Anna, you're familiar. These things add up. You buy a house, it takes everything you got.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Usually when it comes to your 401k, you don't want to touch it. It's for retirement. It's for emergencies. But now, because of COVID, you can borrow money from it tax-free. And they've been kind of lenient with the whole taking money from your 401k. Dominique thinks, perfect. We just bought a new home. We don't have any furniture. Let's take some of that cash and buy some new furniture.
Yeah, Mark thinks that's a terrible idea. He says, this is how it starts. Turn around later on down the road. We're going to look and we're not going to have anything in there. It's just furniture. We can acquire it slowly as we go.
What do you think? What would you do? Would you borrow the money for that? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh my gosh, is she crazy? Absolutely not. Do not take anything out of your 401k.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying on the practical side, but I've emptied mine like 3 times. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I have, you know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm in the side of the wife. The house needs furniture, you know, feels more comfy, and they need something to sit and eat on it. I don't agree with her buying, you know, expensive, maybe new stuff. Maybe she should go to the Facebook. But, you know, it feels good to have furniture in the house.
There is something to be said about living your best life today and not always thinking about, well, someday, right?
Well, Raven, this is what we always say, and this is exactly what we're seeing in the calls this morning, is that you're either frugal and you're always concerned about the future, or you're a live-in-the-moment type person. And that kind of dictates what you do in a situation like this.
You know what worries me? When I want to plan for the future. I always do. But you don't know what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's, a mystery. Today's a gift, right?
Oh, here we go. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. I feel you have a new house. You want new furniture. You want everything to be new and fresh. Yes, you can borrow from the 401k, but you only live once. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. So get what you can get and be happy now and replace it later if you have to.
Thank you. All the cliche phrases.
So
just
many metaphors,
right,
man. Yeah. I've got them.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dominique, our audience agreed with you this morning. Mark, if you're going to do it, now's the time to do it. I mean, I know that it doesn't put you in a great position financially, knowing you've removed your safety net, but this is a period that you're not going to get penalized on it. And if you can get the furniture you want for this house, go for it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just keep working until I'm 90 years old. That's fine.
It'll be worth it. You'll come home to a nice couch.
I know exactly how you feel, man.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Regina.
Regina, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Regina.
Regina, we have $2,800 on the line. I am going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Raven is in the hallway. That door closed. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's give it a try.
Let's do it, Regina. Number one, former football player Colton Underwood has come out as gay. And this surprised many because he was on what reality TV series?
Big Brother?
Oh, no. Number two, popcorn salad is the newest TikTok food trend that people are trying. And it's exactly that, mixing a salad with popcorn. What popcorn brand has the creator, an older man wearing glasses and a bow tie, on its boxes?
Orville Redenbacher.
Number three, Netflix has teamed up with the meditation app Headspace for a new show called Headspace Guide to Sleep. Sleepy is one of the 7 dwarves in Snow White. Does he have a beard?
No.
Number four...
Yes,
or no?
Yes.
Okay, number four. The average woman pops 4,153 pimples in her lifetime. What's the real name of Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
And number five, White Claw is releasing a new version called Surge. It has more alcohol content than the original. White Claw is the number one spiked seltzer on the market. What spiked seltzer brand that's owned by Boston Beer Company is second?
Mike's Hard Lemonade. Oh, that's wrong. Oh, God.
All right, Regina. Let me bring Raven
in.
I know.
Regina got 2 out of 5.
Oh, 2 out of 5. Not so good. Let's see how I do, Regina.
Number one, former football player Underwood has come out as gay. And this surprised many because he was on what reality TV series?
He was The Bachelor.
That is correct.
And he had some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to him.
Number two, popcorn salad is the newest TikTok food trend that people are trying.
Gross.
It's exactly that. Salad mixed with popcorn.
I saw. It's gross.
What popcorn brand has the creator, an older man wearing glasses and a bow tie, on its boxes?
It's Orville Redenbacher.
That is correct. Number three, Netflix has teamed up with the meditation app Headspace for a new show called Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Okay.
Sleepy is one of the 7 dwarves in Snow White. Does he have a beard?
Don't they all have beards? I say yes.
I don't think they all have beards, but he does have a beard.
Okay.
Number four, I don't think Dopey has... Does Dopey have a beard? Dopey doesn't have a beard.
No, Dopey doesn't have one.
Yeah. Number four, the average woman pops 4,153 pimples in her lifetime.
Okay.
What's the real name of Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh, isn't it Christine? No, you know what? I don't know.
Dr. Sandra Lee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Number five, White Claw is releasing a new version called Surge. It has more alcohol content than the original.
It's insane.
White Claw is the number one spiked seltzer on the market, but what's number two? It's owned by the Boston Beer Company.
I'll take a shot, and I'm going to guess... I'm going to go Truly.
Truly's right. Yeah.
Look at me go.
Well, I'm sorry, Regina. He beat you 4-2 this morning. We will give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thanks, I'm Regina, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, guys. Regina. Thank you. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
We're going into a Friday with $2,900 on the line for you.
I mean, if you win, you could make it rain.